Hi, welcome to the SQL DW Shorts series on Channel 9. My name is Sanjay Soni, and I'm PDW TSP for US West. And today we're going to talk about what is PDW, Parallel Data Warehouse, in MPP versus SMP context, and where can you use PDW. So let's get started. In terms of agenda, we're going to start with PDW and then talk about MPP versus SMP. And then high-level architecture slide on PDW, and then scenarios where you can use PDW. So I'm sure you're already familiar with SQL Server 2008 R2. Essentially, it says SQL Server has been a software-only solution, right? That you can install on any supported hardware. And it's ideal for small to mid-sized enterprise data warehouses, 10 terabytes or so. Compared to that, SQL Server 2008 R2 parallel data warehouse, it's a data warehouse appliance, fully integrated software hardware solution, right? So think of it as a pre-configured, pre-tested, integrated software hardware data warehouse appliance. The main difference being that's an appliance, that's an MPP appliance, or simply put, think of it as an MPP version of SQL Server. And then we also have FastTrack. FastTrack essentially is a reference architecture offering best practices to use SMP SQL Server on recommended tuned hardware, but it's not MPP version. It's not MPP version of SQL Server. So what is MPP versus SMP? So traditionally, the SQL Server we have been using for years and years has been on SMP boxes, symmetric multi-processing, you know, the servers. And then the MPP is massively parallel processing. In SMP world, all CPUs share the same memory, disk, and network controls. In MPP space, each CPU has its own isolated resources, including memory, disk, and I/O channel. So in terms of query, when you write a SQL query, you send it to SQL Server, the query processing that happens on SMP in SMP world occurs entirely within this one physical instance of a database. And hence, there are chances that you might have those, you know, the disk, memory, and other kinds of bottlenecks. In MPP world, the architecture is basically you partition large tables across these multiple physical nodes, and each node has dedicated CPU, memory, and storage, and each runs its own instance of SQL Server in a parallel shared nothing architecture. We'll show this in a diagram later on. And to talk more about application side of SMP versus MPP, there are two types of applications, right? Nicely written applications, and there are some poorly threaded applications. In SMP world, the multiple CPUs rely on application threading to execute individual processes concurrently. In MPP, it uses multiple separate CPUs working together, running in parallel to execute a single program. Now, as I said before, MPP architecture, you know, it can reduce the performance impact of poorly threaded application that can severely impact SMP applications. As you know, I'm not saying that you should write poorly threaded applications, but out of the box, you have this benefit from MPP, you know, that you will gain even for all kinds of applications. Traditionally, most of the SQL Server implementations have been SMP, but now with PDW, SQL Server is now capable of taking advantage of this MPP architecture. Introducing Parallel Data Warehouse, think of it as a tier one enterprise data warehouse appliance offering. High scalability from tens to hundreds of terabytes. Now imagine a 600 terabyte data warehouse on an MPP PDW appliance. So breakthrough performance via MPP system, and also the flexibility and choice that we offer. You can use HP or Dell, and you have a choice of configuration from half rack to a full rack all the way to four rack appliances. And if you have used Microsoft BI solution before, there's deep integration with Microsoft BI tools. For example, analysis services, reporting services, Power Pivot, they have this connectors to PDW and even SSIS. So in terms of architecture slide, if you look at PDW, there are two main big things from outside: control rack and data rack. You always have to have a control rack. But in terms of data rack, you can even have a half rack or a full rack, up to four data racks. Let's open this up. So on the left-hand side is control rack, on the right-hand side is data rack. Now, before I even explain all this to you, let's start with something very simple, that you are familiar with. You are familiar with SQL Server. You have software CD. You install it on a server. So on that server, that imagine this as what we call this compute node one. In this case, in this example, compute node one, you have this SQL Server installed. You have local disks attached to it. You know, HP or Dell, you know, disks right there. And then you have your tempdb, all that good stuff. One instance of SQL Server, right? Think of it as your SMP instance right there for you. Now imagine 10 of those working independently, shared nothing architecture. They are connected to each other through dual fiber channel, but they are essentially separate, you know, SMP SQL servers if you were inside this data rack. So 10 of those in a full rack system, and then there's a spare compute node. We'll talk more about architecture in the next video, but at a very high level, then on the left-hand side, what you have is a control node. So to outside world, it looks like one SQL Server instance, PDW instance. But then behind the scenes, control node is connected to all the compute nodes where this query goes and execution happens in parallel, very, very fast, shared nothing architecture, comes back to control node, and the DBA or SQL application gets the results. Then you also have this management servers where you have this the whole patching, the software patching and service packs, and then HPC computing running, Active Directory right there on management servers. It controls all the good stuff together. Landing zone is where you can load your data. Terabytes of data can be loaded into this landing zone, and you can load that very fast into these compute nodes. And then we also have a backup zone, backup node, where you can actually backup the data from compute nodes into this backup node. Okay, we'll talk more in the next video about architecture, but let's talk about this compelling scenarios. Now, initially people used to think, okay, PDW only makes sense for your 50 terabyte plus data warehouse systems. It's not actually true. PDW can make sense even for your 5 terabyte or even 3 terabyte data warehouse. The point is, as you are looking at this screen right now, think about your scenario. What scenarios do you have at your company where it can make sense? Scenarios we have seen, if you have significant data growth, daily information available too late, right? You want near real-time availability of data. Poor query or report performance. And my favorite right here, loading. While querying is important and you are getting this slow queue processing. You have write-time analytics, and of course, this data warehouse is burden on infrastructure and high concurrency or mixed workloads, or if the current environment is too expensive to maintain. If you have any of these scenarios, it may make sense. So for more information, visit our Parallel Data Warehouse website and watch more videos from SQL DW Shorts. For any questions, email ssoni@microsoft.com. Thank you.